Hey guys, Tim here. And is your gym stuck between $8,000 and $25,000 a month and you know that you're capable of doing more? You need to check out the Springboard. Springboard's our new 12-month coaching program designed to help you hit $30,000 a month in stable, recurring revenue. To see how Springboard can help your gym, just visit gymownercoach.com. That's gymownercoach.com for all the details.
Listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right. Welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined in studio by Randy Engston. What's up, dude?
How we doing?
Good. Good. This episode is going to probably ruffle some feathers.
It's going to.
But just want to chat about it.
Just kidding.
All right. So where do I start? CrossFit is a methodology, right? Everybody's heard of it. It came on the scene. I don't have all the data, but like, let's say early 2000s. It was all the rage, 05, 06, 08. You know, I don't know. But the data lately shows, even for the last several years, there's more CrossFit gyms, affiliate boxes, either closing or deaffiliating than starting, right?
Correct.
Like they're, it's a dying brand around, around the name, right? Around the name. And, you know, because I'm a gym owner, I get served with a lot of ads from fitness marketers and fitness business coaches. And one of the ones I saw, I don't know who it was from, but it was pretty interesting because it said, all right, so, the CrossFits are closing at a rapid rate. And the reason is because the CrossFit HQ doesn't teach the affiliates business. And the reason the affiliates are failing is because they don't understand business. And I'm here to tell you, it's not because the affiliates don't understand business. They may or may not.
Sure.
They may or may not. I'm certain there's plenty of CrossFit affiliates that are great business people. My take on CrossFit and the model is why it's failing is because the model's flawed.
Yeah.
What is CrossFit, for example, as far as the modality of training? It's done in large groups. Okay. So call it large group training. It is at a price point that's, cutthroat, right? You can have one across the street and everybody's going down. I've seen them as low as $99 a month.
A month.
You know, and it's maybe as high as, let's just stretch it to 250, right? 225. But there's usually a one in front of that monthly number. It's going to be 150 to 180, 199, somewhere in there. And that right there. The model, the price point.
What you're delivering.
What you get as a client of a CrossFit is the problem with CrossFit. The problem with CrossFit's the model. It's not that you don't understand business. It's just you can never succeed for the long run. Now, are there CrossFits that do big money? Sure. Absolutely. It's going to be one off.
Yeah.
But why are they closing at a rapid rate? Why are people de-affiliating? There's no value in there. And it's harder and harder to grow a CrossFit business. And they close the doors. And I would tell you, like, here's two things right off the top. The price point's one. But, like, the location of a standard CrossFit.
Sure.
Okay. It's typically done in industrial or office complexes in the back, cheap rent. And it was almost like this rite of passage where, you know, who got the cheapest rent back in the day? And we got these roll-up doors and it's dirty and grungy and you just serve this certain population. Does it appeal to a particular demographic, you know, 25 to 40-year-old, you know, ex-athlete? Of course it does.
Yeah, I mean, it's all based around the game, right?
Right. Well, it's based around being the best at fitness.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you get incredible shape there? Yeah, you're also going to get injuries and everything else. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the business model itself. It's hard to find. It appeals to a really a younger demo, which typically is either moving
more
or
transient,
more transient, tighter with funds. Mm-hmm. You know, the the fact that it's hard to find is also a part of this issue. But like the fact that you're serving a large group training class where everybody does a WOD, everybody's doing the same thing. So the value of the actual workout isn't, there is no value of the workout. I can go, you can used to be able to pull it off of online, right?
Yeah.
Right. So where, what is the value of a CrossFit? Okay. You got a rack and some barbells that maybe you don't have at home. The community, they lean on that very hard. What else is it? It's not the programming.
It's not
the delivery, you know, is it the coaching? I wouldn't say it is. I think the value of any business or fitness business, I should say, whether it's large group, semi-private, private, is the customized programs for me as the client. That's what I'm willing to pay for.
Correct.
I'm not really here for any other reason for than myself. Like I'm here, I'm paying this money so I can get a specific result for me.
Yep.
And you're not getting that at a CrossFit or a large group or Orange Theory or Burn. You're doing the workout, you're getting hot and sweaty today. Even over in a private training, that would probably be the most valuable. Mm-hmm. It's also the highest price and it pulls people out of that as well. But if you're in a private training studio, you got a one-on-one coach, full attention. Maybe they're doing all of your other stuff. Maybe they're even stretching you after. Your workout's customized to you. I would just imply that that's the highest value of programming, whereas the lowest is your large group.
Yep.
And that's where CrossFit lives.
It does. And there's a couple of things about that. I mean, CrossFit is an affiliate. It's not a franchise, right? And so the expectation that the affiliate is teaching you business is silly to me. Right, that wouldn't be something I would expect by borrowing somebody's name and being able to use that.
I don't think there's any argument as to why they don't or that they expect them to, but that was the excuse this particular coach was saying was because they don't teach you business or CrossFits aren't great business.
Well, I talk to franchise owners all of the time that are in a similar position that have, you know, a better franchise behind, like better information behind them, teaching them a little bit deeper than what they're getting with CrossFit and the affiliate side, and they're still struggling. And you know the commonality? The model that they're in, right? We know that the large group training model is ultra competitive. To your point, it's very, it's like saturated, right? Like there's the ability to get hot and sweaty in many of these different service offerings. The low price point, do you remember, who was that speaker that you saw? Was it Abram?
Jay Abraham.
Yeah. What was that quote that you mentioned?
Oh, this hits me hard every time I read it or even recite it. The only economic reason to be in a particular business is to beat the next best use of that capital, time, and energy.
With that being said, are you like, if you're looking at opening up a gym or you know, fitness business and you have CrossFit here, you've got large group other options here, you've got that one-on-one training here, you've got semi-private sitting in the middle here-ish, which one is the greatest opportunity, is the greatest use of your time, resources, and
semi-private, by far.
That's where I would obviously start. You know, like we would recommend, sit back, look at your opportunity in the arena that you're stepping into. Mm-hmm. Everything that we just laid out says, you know, look at the averages. What is the average CrossFit doing in a month? Is that where I want to position myself?
That was that 16,301.
Right? Is that the gym that is that the results I want for myself? As a business owner, am I happy with that? Because you're going to fall somewhere around here. I mean, call, you know, maybe double the average.
Imagine a place where growth is the only option and where challenges become opportunities. Welcome to the Iron Circle, the epitome of business acceleration, personal growth, and professional camaraderie. Across the country, from every corner of the fitness industry, business owners just like you have found their tribe.
And when you really think about putting these 30 heads together, well, there's probably 200-300 years of gym owner experience.
Here, we dream big and execute bigger. Our members speak of breakthroughs, of transformations, of stepping out of their comfort zones to redefine success.
We just had our highest month ever since almost 7 years in business. We're close to $46,000.
We've turned isolation into community, uncertainty into solid action plans, and struggles into growth.
We can attract those prospects, convert them to clients, have them raving about the experience of your services, even referring other clients, all while you're sleeping.
And for you to get the support and the knowledge and the experience to just accelerate up and beyond that, that's the ultimate hack.
Because together, we are more than gym owners. We are visionaries. We are pioneers. We are the Iron Circle.
Visit ironcircle.net to apply.
Well, yes. Check this out. We had Dan Waymera from mm-hmm. Push Press at our last Growth Summit. He's also coming to our next Growth Summit. But like, he threw up the data, right? Yeah. And because that was one of the reasons I wanted him to speak, because he's got compiled data. And he said himself, over 90% of our customers are CrossFit-based businesses. And when he did the cluster chart yep. of all of the revenue per month, it was a monthly revenue, it was like an 80-15-5, right? So 80% lived under $20,000 a month. There was this cluster of gyms, right? And then there was a couple over here at 40-50, and then there was these outliers that were like doing 70, 80, 100 per month, 100,000 per month. And I said, okay, well, what are these ones doing over here? And it was training revenue. It was personal training, semi-private. That's what drove the revenue. Everybody else that lived in that CrossFit large group, you know, with a one in front of your membership yep. dues, were $20,000 and under. So $16,301, which was a State of the Union that Two Brain. They do a hell of a job by putting that report. I do enjoy reading that every year, but it's CrossFit focused. Of that, those numbers are coming from CrossFit businesses, because I think they pretty much coach CrossFit gyms. There's mostly
the majority of it. I think the breakdown of the other.
Yeah, but it's like that's the normal. That's the average. That's what you're going to get, and it's because. It's not because they don't understand business. That's the thing I would argue. That's the point of this episode. It's not that the owners of the operation don't understand business, don't understand how to do payroll and run ads and market and, you know, all the things that would a good business would do. It's the model.
It's the model.
The model is flawed. You're in a sinking ship with the model. And for all the reasons we've already discussed, there is an opportunity, however, for CrossFit gyms. It is going to take work, and we've done this with CrossFit mm-hmm. gyms in the past, but you can change your model, and you can change at least your offerings to introduce semi-private training the way that we believe scalable semi-private training should be run. It's just not throwing it on your offerings of services and hoping for the best. It's a rollout strategy. It's a different marketing angles, and it's a different model and delivery system in itself. I do believe CrossFit gyms affiliates can introduce semi-private. However, you can't introduce CrossFit into semi-private.
Sure.
The CrossFit WOD is the antithesis of what semi-private programming is.
Exactly.
It's the opposite of it, right? Yep. It's like that's this, and that's why it's 100 and change, and this is why this is 500 and change.
Yeah.
And, you know, for every one person you sell into semi-private, that's 4.5 over here, or three and a half over here. So anyways, that's my hot take on that particular ad that I saw. That was just not, I just don't believe that's the case. I believe it's the model.
I agree. And it's the trend in all of large group, and on top of it, you know what I mean? Like, you're fighting an uphill battle, and it's just the decision, whether you're stepping into the business and you're putting all your eggs in that basket, or you're in that business right now. And the choice of you're faced with is, do I make a change or do I continue riding this out and seeing what it does? If you're not getting the results year over year, if you're not growing at a rate that you feel that is serving you as the business owner, mm-hmm. why are you doing it? And, you know, I think you said, I don't know if it was this episode or the previous one, but you said, you know, maybe you just want a nice little hobby, small business, you know. And if that's the thing, if you have your box so that you have a place to go work out yourself each week, so be it. But God forbid that be what you're dependent upon to, you know, feed your family,
yep.
take care of your lifestyle, you know, create an opportunity for generational wealth. It's not going to happen if you're playing that game.
Yeah.
And but the choice is yours, right? Like, you're not stuck to your business just because you're not stuck to that model just because you're a CrossFit business.
Sure.
There are other ways, like we said, we've absolutely helped CrossFit gyms bring in semi-private and a higher valued service that differentiates. And the big thing that I see left to right is the uniqueness. Right, the individualization, the customization, that is a unique selling part or unique selling proposition compared to walking in and do what everyone else is doing. Mm-hmm. You're only going to get so much revenue from that. You're only going to get be able to charge.
It's only worth X.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the marketplace is the ultimate decider, right? Yeah. It doesn't matter how much you believe in it. It doesn't matter how much you love CrossFit. If the marketplace says this is a price point we're willing to pay for it, that's the price point you're ever going to get for it. Yeah. And the game of averages.
Yep. It's just what it is. Yeah. And the kicker about the CrossFit in general, the unique mechanism of which it is as a whole, is the guy next door to you could also...
He's doing the exact same thing that you are.
Can offer the consumer the same thing, and there's no like radiuses of exclusivity for a location. So like, you know, anybody can open up a CrossFit around the corner and do... the CrossFit like you, and now it comes down to price.
I think I figured out we had within like, how far is the air park? 5-8 miles from here, maybe?
Not even, man.
5 or something? Yeah. I think it was 25 gyms we figured out.
CrossFit gyms?
Just in total, but I mean, the majority of them were CrossFit in the style of gym, right? Roll up back door,
oh,
no
dude,
air conditioning.
It's way more than that, man.
Now?
Yeah, it's way more. If you threw a 5-mile radius around this right here, this location, you'd find, and they would all be over there, but... Yep. You'd find at least 55, 60 gyms.
Isn't that insane? You know, but guys, think about that, right? Like, Tim's, that's the level of competition we play with every day, and I can tell you with confidence we're winning, mm-hmm. right? You know, if you're in a small town and you're one of two or three gyms, like, you have every opportunity to be the dominant business in that arena. There's no excuse, right? You implement the things we talk about on the show every day, and you will absolutely be able to beat that competition. But you can't do it by positioning yourself just like them, provide the same thing that they're offering at a price point that's $1.50 or, you know, $5 cheaper than them, and expect that that's going to be the differentiator.
Well, the kicker of this whole thing is, if I'm just, let's just say I'm a CrossFit box owner and I'm doing the average $16,000, $17,000, $18,000 a month, and I'm looking at all of the people that are in that world teaching other people to do the same model as them, and they're doing 22,000. Or I look over here and there's this whole other model doing 40, 50, 80, 100,000. I'm going to stop listening to the people that are broke over here in this group or coaching other broke gyms, because 16,000, guys, that's broke.
Yeah.
I even said it, if I didn't make in this gym, if I wasn't making $30,000, I would close. I can't afford to spend any more time not making profit, not making good, what I would consider good revenue.
And it goes back to the
best use. Yeah, yeah. The only economic reason to be in your business and not do another business, another industry, another model, is to beat you're in the best one. It's the only reason to stay here is if that you're in the best one. But the numbers prove otherwise for CrossFit. The CrossFit box owner isn't wealthy. That doesn't mean they're bad people. It's just they're not wealthy.
The and vehicle so, that they've chosen is not the right vehicle to get them to
the model wealth. The model is. And so, and then they will argue you to the death about why their way is better. But like, the numbers are the numbers.
Yeah.
And I don't care if you have 10 gyms doing 16,000. Each, you've got your expenses at each one. You got all the stress of all each one. You know, it's just it is what it is. Well, like, I'm not going to argue about it. It's just what it is.
And we've talked about some of the things and some of the problems with the structure of those businesses too, right? So the delivery, like what you serve is a large group model, WOD style fitness offering. But then the other things that, you know, like your part-time training staff is, they're all members. Pulling one or two sessions a week, that's very light when it comes to a business structure,
yeah.
Right? You know, that you're never going to get the revenue. The free, you know, everything's free. Get started for free. Start
the military discounts,
yeah,
the family discounts, all of it.
It all works against the business making money. Then you throw in from free, man, I totally lost that train of thought. Anyways, but there's problems within the way it's being done also.
Sure.
that, the trainer making 100% of the revenue for the session.
For the personal training. That's what blew my mind. And I argued it, and I got like so much heat from it. It was interesting because what is normal over there in the CrossFit world, I don't know who's teaching it, is that if your coach is doing personal training sessions, like off the schedule in your gym with your members, that the CrossFit box allows them to keep 100% of all of the revenue. And the idea behind that was, well, we want to keep the coaches. And that's the reason.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you just don't do CrossFit and do all personal training and make all the revenue and do splits and
as a business.
You know what I mean? And yeah. Do hourly and salary. Anyways. All right. That's it for this episode. That's the rambling. But the point of this is it's the model, guys. It's not that the business owners aren't smart business people. I don't believe that's to be true. It's not rocket science to run a gym anyway. So like that's kind of like condescending if you think about it, but it's the model, guys. If you're in a CrossFit and you're struggling, working harder at being in a CrossFit isn't going to get you to the path that you're on, that you want to be on. So yeah.
You ever slam your head against a wall for hours and expect something to change?
Keep like, working harder. And that's the thing about gym owners in general, CrossFit or not. Like hard work is not like it's part of their DNA. You're going to work your ass off, sun up to sun down. You go in, you do whatever it takes, which I admire. But if you're in the wrong model, that's the problem. You can't outwork it.
Exactly. So,
anyways, hopefully that helps you guys. If you need help with anything, link will be in the show notes. We'd love to chat with you, see if we can't help you. If you're a CrossFit owner and you want to move to semi-private, we have a program specifically for you. Book a call in the show notes. That's it for this episode. Until next time, keep changing lives. See ya. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, ProFit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.